Rosie on the House is on the road at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association's Fall Show. Live from Tucson, here's Romy and Rosie.
And it has been a very fun, exciting broadcast. It's one of those few times a year where we have the team split up across the state. Jennifer's been in Prescott for the Folk Festival. We're in Tucson for the Saba Home Show. We have so much going on this year and gearing up for Rosie's 30th year broadcast anniversary. It's hard to keep on topic, but let me just say one time real quick. Don't send any more pictures. We told you we were going to close it at the end of September. Voting is now open, and people go to vote.
Like, what are you talking about?
So our home maintenance calendar, we left a spot for you, our listener,
to submit. This is a calendar we're building for publication for next year.
Free to the homeowner. Just send us your address, let us know you want it, and we'll send it. We'll have it at Saba Home Shows next week to hand out. Our partners will have it to hand out. It'll just tell you month per month what you should be doing on your home.
It's a content-driven calendar.
But we wanted it to be beautiful as well. So we opened it up to our listeners to email us pictures of Arizona landscape and wildlife.
I don't think we realize how many of our listeners have cameras. And I don't think we realize how many good photographers apparently listen to Rosie on the House.
And we have 103 that we narrowed it down to. If there was pictures of people in it or buildings, for the most part, we stripped all those out. People would send pictures of like their family around a saguaro cactus. And so, just the landscape. There's a few slight exceptions here and there. The American flag's included on the backdrop of a houseboat that's out over Lake Pleasant. We've kept that in.
Ooh, yeah.
Go to rosieonthehouse.com/calendar. Can't send us any more pictures. We're done. We had 3 weeks. We promoted it, and people sent them in. It's just voting now. So go through there and pick out the 12 and email us your top 12. It was going to be such a cost burden to build the technology for people to just click where they couldn't hit refresh and vote again, open up Chrome web browser and vote again, then open up Safari and vote again, and open up a different browser and hit refresh. So it's strictly email. Click the info link, type in your 12 picture numbers that correspond with your picks, send them in. We'll be voting for the next 2 weeks, and then after that we'll be assigning what months they go into. So that'll be our listeners are helping us build this home maintenance calendar as part of our 30th year anniversary. So lots of fun, exciting things at Rosie on the House. 2017 is a great year. 2018 is going to be a great year. Help you guys get your house, home, castle, or cabin and the perfect living situation, environment, and quality of life for you and your lifestyle. But today,
just one more asset that we've put together to earn our way into your heart to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And today
we're
doing
10 o'clock hour, we drill down deep on particular topics so that you, the Arizona homeowner, can not just be educated on the surface, but you can be educated down deep on particular topics so you aren't taken advantage of by sleight of hand or misdirected or misinformation in the marketing material of certain manufacturers. So every Sunday, we do an article in the Arizona Daily Star where we answer questions that we receive from homeowners in Pima and Pinal and Santa Cruz County, Cochise County. And in tomorrow's paper, we got a question about a softener, water softener. Here's the question. I'm having a new home built, and it's being pre-plumbed for a water softener. But now I'm wondering if I should get a water treatment system for drinking water instead. What do you think? Well, let's take a couple minutes and educate this particular person, as well as every other listener, because there is hardly any industry in the world that isn't drowned with misinformation more than the water treatment industry. We have Jack Eversole from Connecticut of Tucson.
Could you consider politics an industry? That might be kind of
maybe might be a close
if it's
second.
An industry, they might take water treatment on that.
Might
statement.
Be a close side. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rosie, and thank you, Romy, for having me today here at the Saba Home Show.
Our water treatment specialist for the Tucson area. Jack, how are you going to answer this question? I think we have to set him straight on what water treatment is first. Why don't you take it from the top? Building a new home, should I get a water treatment system or just something for drinking water instead?
Well, to answer the question, it's really kind of, it is simple. Hard water is found all around the country. 85% of America has a hard water issue. Tucson has got extremely hard water, a lot of calcium, alkali in the water that causes the white buildup on the shower doors, the faucets, the fixtures, the shower heads, gets in your dishwasher, and then it creates dry, itchy skin. So unable to remove that calcium hardness, the EPA, the National Sanitation Foundation, and the Water Quality Association all say you need to use an ion exchange, albeit salt or potassium as a catalyst. This is hooked up in the garage where this loop is, where this customer is talking about. That will protect the house, the pipes, the plumbing. It'll make the water palatable for drinking, key word being palatable. Well, a lot of people are concerned about health nowadays. What am I drinking when I buy that bottle of water at the grocery store? Am I getting nothing more than tap water processed through a carbon block filter? Yes, a lot of times you are. The only way to purify water is to boil it, distill it, or use reverse osmosis. So the best thing to do is to do your investigation, do your homework, because we offer both systems. We come out, we test the water for you. But the reverse osmosis system is independent. It goes underneath the kitchen sink. It has a thin film membrane that eliminates the contaminants, like the inorganic calcium, magnesium, sodium, lead, cryptosporidium, giardia, things we don't want going into our body, Rosie, and that's directly at the kitchen sink through a beautiful dedicated faucet and fed to your refrigerator to protect the ice maker and water dispenser against any potential problems and give you nice, clear ice cubes that melt in your favorite beverage, whatever it may be, and give you a better taste.
There you go. So taking it from the top, you have the water treated by the water treatment company or the municipality being delivered to your house.
Correct.
And that has certain things added to it intentionally.
Chlorine or sure. Chloramines. Here in Tucson, it's mainly chloramines. Okay. At about 1.75 parts per million. It's pert near ideal for a swimming pool.
Okay. So is that really the drinking water you want to be drinking or showering in constantly?
Not.
So I hear a lot of commercials, Jack, you know, regardless of what you say, that I could throw some magnets on that line and have the whole problem taken care of.
You're talking about pseudoscience technology, Rosie, because there is no system patented that does not use either salt or potassium, which will rid the hard water scale buildup.
Oh, how about the electric wire that I can wrap around that I can wrap around my incoming
right.
line?
It sends a positive charge across the water to change positive calcium ions and keeps them in suspension. Basically, it's bunk. Basically.
I tell people, look, if it doesn't have the Water Quality Association stamp of approval, I can't guide people any easier than that, can I?
That's exactly right.
Is there something easier I can say?
There isn't. And our recommendation is always, if you're in doubt, call the State of Arizona Water Quality Association. They're there for the consumer. It's a third-party organization. And they can be reached at 480-947-9850.
Mr. Dave Perry.
That's exactly right.
Now, on that one you were talking about where it's a little wire that you have to wrap around the copper, there are instances, Jack, well, we will tell people to go ahead and do that, and here's why. You can't keep a warranty on a tankless water heater without one of those as it comes from the manufacturing. So if you've spent a couple grand to run a bigger gas or electric line to your tankless water heater, invest in the three times the cost a tankless water heater is over a conventional water heater, why not waste that extra $300 to protect your warranty?
Holy cow, right. I hear what
now,
you're saying.
In 90% of those cases, the people say, you know what? Actually, it's like more like 98% of the time. I'll just go with a standard water heater.
Right, exactly. And here in Tucson, with the average life expectancy at, we give you an idea. Tucson water is at 16 grain per gallon of hardness. 1 grain of hardness or less is soft water. At 3.5 to 5 grains, you start getting the scale buildup in your water heater, your dishwasher, everywhere the water goes. By putting in a water softener and having the resin in the tank, it'll attract that calcium hardness, keeping it away from your water heater, protecting it 12, 15 years, but not only saving your gas or electric bill $3 to $5 a month. It's a win-win situation overall.
And so we're taking this out. We're treating water. And I tell people when they ask me what treatment equipment do I recommend, I always ask them, what are you trying to get done? I mean, I can put 5 gallons of tap water in a 5-gallon bucket and stir it with a paddle, and I'm treating the water. I'm aerating it.
You're aerating it to get rid of the chlorine and chloramines.
Off-gas
it.
You know,
exactly right.
Just off gas it. So what are you trying to get done? And I ask people, okay, do you want to use less soap? Do you want to protect your plumbing fixtures? And do you want your skin less dry?
My question to the customer is, what do we use in the house, all, besides air conditioning, of course, here in Arizona, but is water. And the water is going everywhere. It's going your pipes, your water heater, and it's destroying it over a period of time. So think about it. Yes, the initial cost may be a little expensive, but in the long run, it pays itself off in 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And it's something that's going to last you 20 to 30 years.
Well, the other dimension of water treatment that I know you have to deal with on an hourly basis, I have to deal with it on a weekly basis, is the question, yeah, but if I use salt to soften my water, I'm going to die in 2 weeks.
If that was so true, you would never be able to dip your little piggies into the Pacific Ocean or maybe down the Louisiana Bayou.
We're talking about the sodium ionic
exactly.
exchange that we use, the technology we use to actually soften water. And if you pour a glass of the soft water and drink it, how much sodium are you ingesting?
Actually, I tell the customers, take a liter of soft water from the bathroom sink, wherever it may be. Consume it. It's 180 milligrams. Slice of white bread, tablespoon of peanut butter, 8-ounce glass of milk. Very, very small amount. You're going to get a lot more drinking out of soda pop, whatever
oh,
it may be.
Yeah, absolutely. A soda pop is multiple times that, for
but
sure.
But running it through the second part of the package, which is the purification system, the membrane eliminates the sodium. So you have healthy, purified, sodium-free water.
I want to come back and talk more about that second stage of treatment. We've treated the water by softening it, bring it into the house. Now, what are we going to do once we bring it to the kitchen sink and we want to deliver it to the pot to cook our rice, to make our tea, make our coffee, deliver it to the ice cube maker in the refrigerator, make sure you got good, clear, clean ice. That's the second level. It's called reverse osmosis, and we'll cover that when we're back right after this.